Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Chris Lyons from Shure Incorporated. Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me today. So what can you tell me about the show for you?
Oh, ISE 2019 has been great. The booth has been packed. We have a brand new exhibit booth that is the biggest that Shure has ever staged. And the real reason is because we wanted to devote more space to hands-on product demos. So everything on the show floor in our booth, you can touch it, use it, play with it, hear it. You know, it's all live.
That's important. It's all about that end user experience. And, you know, why come to a trade show if you're not going to touch something or, you know, feel it and use it and know what it does?
Right. And the usability factor is important, not just for the system designer and integrator, but for the end user too. They want to know their clients are going to be able to live with that product.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the ones that's going to have to stand behind it and support it. So having that peace of mind, knowing that it's going to deliver, you know, Shure has a reputation in the industry already of being one of those reliable products that is tough as nails. So I think it's really good to be able to come here and experience those. So do you have any new products that you're launching for ISE 2019?
Well, we do. And first of all, speaking of the booth, you know, if people come by the booth, they're likely to notice we've got a new color. It's, you know, our accent color is bright green now. Mm-hmm. And a new tagline, which is Sound Extraordinary. We've done some rebranding this year.
Okay.
Lots of people know us for our history in live performance microphones and equipment, you know, if they come like you do from a music background. Mm-hmm. So they already know us. But there's been so much change in the AV industry. There are a lot of people that come from an IT background now, and they may not know who Shure is. So we want to really emphasize to them that we are all about getting pristine audio, whether you're in a meeting room or a video conference or whatever, you know, and we have the solutions that make that easy and deliver the results. And so we're sort of making acquaintances for the first time with some of these people and who may not have had any experience with Shure before. So we want to get to know them at this show.
Very interesting. So tell me about, you mentioned earlier a couple products that you're launching.
Yeah.
Tell me about those.
Yeah, we've got two big new products that we're showing at this show, Microflex Complete and Microflex Complete Wireless. And these are conference systems. And for people who don't know, a conference system is different than a standard microphone system.
Absolutely.
A standard microphone, you know, plugs into a mixer and some processor and an amp and some loudspeakers for sound reinforcement or maybe into a video conference system. Mm-hmm. A conference system is a dedicated system with microphone and loudspeaker and controls all in one unit. So it's like a self-contained PA system.
Yep.
Every participant at the meeting gets their own mic and their own speaker. So you can set it up in a hotel ballroom or in a huge training room at a university. And regardless of the room acoustics or the size of the room or the seating layout, everybody hears, everybody can be heard, you know, efficiently and quickly.
Nice.
And on top of that, a conference system gives you some additional controls so that, for instance, you can set it up where people push their own button to activate their mic. But in a more formal meeting, like at a city council or a school board, you might want to set it up so that they push a button and then a chairman has to decide the order and approve who gets to speak and in what order. Some organizations need to do electronic voting to pass an issue. The system supports that as well.
I don't know. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the Microflex Complete system is a wired system, and that can, you know, be permanently installed. The units daisy chained together with Ethernet cabling. But we know that there are some meetings where the seating plan changes from day to day, or maybe the meeting takes place in different locations every week. And in that situation, a wireless system is a lot better because there's no holes to drill, no cables to run. You stick an access point on the table or on the wall. You plug it into power. You power up the system. It's all rechargeable batteries. And then the system automatically configures itself, scans the spectrum, figures out which channels are cleanest and uses those. And you don't have to do anything. You just talk. And it's sort of a instantly within 2 minutes, you can go from cart to conference.
That is wonderful, because quite often in the higher education world that I'm working in right now, we have to convert a classroom into a meeting space, or, you know, your circumstances change on such a quick basis, and you need to be able to respond quickly and easily and give those people the experience that they're hoping for.
Right. And even government organizations and agencies can use this, because, you know, you sometimes have like the sort of formal meeting chamber for a state government, let's say, or something with 100 seats. But there might also be some breakout rooms, some committee chambers where sometimes they need sound systems, sometimes they don't. And what goes on in there varies from day to day. Mm-hmm. So they may want a sound system one day and not want it the next day. So a wireless system gives them that flexibility to put it where they need it, when they need it. And it supports up to 125 people. So you can even get some pretty large meetings going with this thing. And it's really convenient.
Okay. So you've mentioned using this in government spaces and for voting and various things like that. I'm sure that you've addressed security concerns in doing this. So what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, privacy is really an issue for some users. And so we've done two things. First of all, the wireless link between each conference unit and the access point is encrypted. It uses AES 128 encryption. So that wireless signal is encrypted, so nobody's going to be able to monitor it. Second, if you're connecting the access point to another piece of audio equipment, like it has a Dante connection, so you might be connecting it to a Shure audio processor or something like that, that connection can also be encrypted, that Dante connection, because we have a Shure proprietary audio encryption on that Dante connection. So now if you're going from your access point to your Shure P300 audio processor, there's a password on both ends. And if there's no password, no audio flows. So you can keep that system really self-contained if you want to.
That is excellent. Simplicity of setup, ease of use, and peace of mind knowing that all your stuff is safe. It looks like you've looked at all aspects of this device.
Yeah, we really have. And, you know, going back to the performance history with Shure, we've taken some of the same technology we use in our high-end performance wireless microphones and adapted it to this type of system so that it's not only secure and seamless and sounds great, but it's completely on autopilot. Because, you know, at a rock concert, you've got technicians who are professionals operating that system and setting it up. But at a university or a government agency or even a corporate boardroom, you may not have technicians available all the time. And certainly they have plenty of other things to do.
Absolutely.
So we want to make the system, you know, not be the thing that requires attention so that you can go fix other problems.
And on behalf of all university support staff, I thank you for that very much. So for the people that don't have the luxury to come down to your booth and check your things out right now, where could they go to find out more about your products?
They can visit Shure.com, the Shure website. There's an ISE landing page that shows you what we're featuring at ISE. And of course, all the other products that Shure makes are on there. And also, I'll put in a plug for a fairly new group at Shure, the Shure Audio Institute. Training is a really big issue, especially in the AV market, because we realize people are coming from different backgrounds with different experience. We've got a whole series of free online training courses on our different products and just on audio in general. So if you're, you know, handling AV and IT, but maybe you come from an IT background or vice versa, you may need to get up to speed on how do you run audio over a network? Or, you know, why are room acoustics important? And tell me about microphone polar patterns. So all that information is going on our website now for people to take advantage of.
That is super helpful. I really appreciate knowing that. I'll have to go check that out because, you know, even though I come from a broadcast background and now I'm working in higher education with Classroom AV, there are gaps in my knowledge. And anybody that says they don't have gaps in their knowledge is lying to you. You can't know everything. So it's nice to know that there are people out in the industry with respected names like Shure that I can go to fill in those gaps that I have.
Right. And there's so many new technologies that even if you've got a lot of experience, it's hard to keep up.
Absolutely. It's changing so fast. It's an exciting time to be in this industry, but you really have to stay on top of it or you can be left in the dust in no time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.